Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Hey, how you doing there, Maxer?
What a do?
MK, what's up, man?
I'm not doing as well as LeBron, but I'm doing well.
Key over here looking like a DJ with the headsets on. He got one earphone on and the other one off the ear.
I forgot my IFB in one of the bureau cams, I think.
They don't have an extra IFB in Bristol, Connecticut headquarters?
This dude tried to go all the way back to the hotel to get it and then found out he didn't have it at the hotel.
Go back to the hotel.
I know, and I said that you found out that it wasn't at the hotel when you got there.
Isn't there anyone at ESPN to say, wait, don't go anywhere here. We have this million unused IFBs there?
Well, first of all, I got here and I realized I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, when I got back to the hotel, when I went downstairs to eat, I kind of was thinking. I was like, I guess it's upstairs in my jacket. I don't know. And I just forgot about it. Mm-hmm. Then when I came here, I realized when Jay came into the studio, I'm like, damn, my IFB. But it was like 15 minutes to the show. So Yates said, we could take you over there, boy, and get it. You know what I'm saying? And so then I'm like, okay, we'll go over there. It's right across the street. Boom. I go over there. I get upstairs. The whole time I went upstairs, I'm thinking it's probably not in there. And then when I get there, I check everything. I'm like, damn.
It ain't in there.
It's at the bureau cam. And then I remember I have all these wires and stuff, so I snatched it off, and I just wanted to get out of there from, you know, just
the first take, 7 hours of talking all day long.
I had all the affiliate calls and just doing, so I'm like, my mind. So then at the end of the day.
fried, basically.
Exactly.
And I'm like, ah. So then you are asking me to get an IFB from here. I'm not putting somebody else's earwax in my ears.
This is what I'm saying. This is not on you. I once had a conversation with Tony Kornheiser about this when I was having some technical difficulties on the radio and he was my guest on the show. Mm-hmm. And he said, Max, Baryshnikov does not sweep up the stage after the performance. That's not for you to do.
Is that who you just compare yourself to?
There are people, this is what Tony said, there are people who do that for you. So what I'm telling you, Key, is this one's not on you. Someone there had to tell you.
Oh, no. Everybody said it, but Key was just... Key was locked
in. Yeah, I want to get my... Key wanted his own...
Not a used one. They got to have unused
brand new.
Key's going to want his
Max.
Own, man. Key's going to want
no,
his
No, they
own.
Don't have them brand new out the package like a... Like you going to the doctor and they breaking open a brand new package of syringes. No.
I guarantee you.
They're using the old same syringe, man.
There's a whole room somewhere.
The streets of Bristol, you know?
The problem is it's so early in the morning and no one there.
No, everybody's here.
Well, then they should get you a brand new IFB.
We have more production staff here than the damn NFL countdown.
IFB, for people who are wondering, that's the little thing that goes in your ear so you can hear the show and the producer and everything.
So instead, I'm sitting up here looking like Sway.
What does IFB stand for?
That's a good question. I used to know that.
We always say it, but nobody knows what
it stands
for.
I knew I left it over there. Bring it.
Come on, man.
You can get on camera. Nobody's worried about it, Shannon.
Shannon found it?
Yeah, like,
see, that's a good teammate. The teammate goes to the bureau cam and brings you to IFB so you don't have to look like
Pat,
Sway.
Brother Shannon. Working for a brother, man. You see what I'm saying, Pat?
Look at Pat and Yates back there. These two, it's like, I can't find my IFB. They're like, it's all right, Key. We'll drive you to the IFB factory and go get a new one. Guys, yeah, it's got to be. I bet you, Yates, if you check a drawer right there, there's like 10 IFBs brand new in the box.
Well, no, between me and you, if I open this drawer, I don't know what's in it, so we're going to keep it closed.
Also, Kiva over here is like, oh, someone used this before. I can't use this.
It can't be touched by human hands.
100%. You already know how I feel about that.
Mm. Ear infections. Weird things stuck in your ear.
Why would I want Greeny's earwax in my ear from like 2002?
So disgusting. I got some stories about that, though. It'll make you throw up. All right, listen. Now the time for banter and camaraderie has come to an end.
No, it continues throughout the whole show.
And it is. No, we separated into neat boxes.
No.
All right, here it goes. LeBron James. LeBron James returns against the Knicks. And what is he? How many points do he have now to the record?
89.
I got to do the math real
quick. I'll do it for you. 89.
LeBron James is going to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. Knock wood, you know, barring injury or anything.
He'll do it on the 9th against the Bucks.
Yeah, he'll do it at home.
He has been in the league since he was 18 and has been remarkably durable for 20 years, right? At a very high usage rate throughout an era where there was a lot of scoring. Is that record ever going to be broken once he passes Kareem?
Probably not. How long did Kareem stand?
I mean, Kareem played 1,560 games as the record. LeBron's at 1,407 games right now, 89 points away from the record. I mean, look, I think a guy like Luka might be able to do it, but it's almost like quarterbacks, right, in the NFL. Records are going to be changed because you're going to buy more possessions. It's a lot more of a throw-heavy offense style, and it's going to be the same thing with the style of basketball because they increase the amount of possessions and the pace of the game.
Yeah, but then you mentioned all that, but then think about the conversations that continue to keep happening about less games. So now as you take away those games.
That could be true.
How many games are they going to deduct?
If they go to 70.
So think about that. You're losing those games, and then on top of losing those games, those guys are still, as you know, Jay, still don't want to play back to backs. They still gonna want to rest, even if they said we're not gonna do back to backs, we're gonna lessen it down. We're not gonna do back to back. Players will still decide, I'm not feeling good. I need 6 days off instead of 2 days off. Mm. That's what's going to happen.
I do want to address something real quick because I got to get this off my chest because, now the Knicks, I know we're talking about LeBron, but obviously they played at Madison Square Garden. LeBron has an incredible record at the Garden. But the Knicks, they lose to the Brooklyn Nets on the road, all right? They come back home, now they lose to the Lakers. What are we doing down the stretch? Yo, in regulation, Jalen Brunson is that dude. He is going to be an all-star this year. He is the MVP of the Knicks. Julius Randle, you're getting double-teamed on the last possession of the game. Your all-star is wide open at the top of the key. You got LeBron and AD on you. Pass the ball to the dude who is the dude on the team. You are not the dude right now. Jalen Brunson is the dude. Wide open, Key.
No, I was watching.
Wide open.
No, I was
what
watching.
Are we doing?
He was cooking. The last night, obviously, was the first really, Brunson's been in the league, but the first time that I
you really saw it.
Well, no, I watched
him though.
But I zoomed in on him and I was really watching him. I'm like, this little cat out here cooking.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And he made the shot down the stretch to tie it up, the little floater in the top at the top of the key. But you're right, Julius Randle. But the thing is, Julius Randle got bogged in. They cut, when you got a 6'8" and a footer right there, wasn't nothing he could do.
My thing, Key, is when you turn and you face. And you see AD coming at you, and you see LeBron. You see it on the video.
But they trapped him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you can't do anything when they trap you.
You can pass the damn ball to the guy who's wide open at the top of the key. Jalen Brunson standing right there.
But how could you get around him?
You don't have to. Key,
no, I'm saying how could you get the ball around him once they trap you?
When you turn in your face,
okay.
You give a guy a ball fake. The guy moves his hands. You see where his hands are going. You throw it right away from his hands. You give the ball to Jalen Brunson. All I'm saying, the guy is 37. And I'm just going to tell Knicks fans right now, that $100 million contract that everybody was whining about with Jalen Brunson, that's going to look like the steal of all steals when the new NBA TV money
comes
up
and it looks like a very team-friendly
deal. It's going to be the steal of the steals,
right?
Man.
It's like every time I look up, he dropping 30.
That's what I'm saying.
No, he cool. I mean, I don't mind him. Julius Randle, though, I'm like, I'm watching him. I'm like, come on, man.
The Lakers led 114 to 108 with 141 left. Mm-hmm. And they didn't score another point until overtime.
I hate to break up the Julius Randle, Jalen.
No. We're just getting into the specifics of the game, Max.
Like,
you know what I mean?
I know. I would just like to point out that Julius Randle might be a little too good for his own good, right? Maybe that's always been his problem, right?
But, no, he just got paid like he was the guy, but he's really
but
the
I mean,
third
like,
guy.
From the beginning,
on the team.
Jay, he could handle pretty well for a power forward, so he handled too much. He shoots a little bit too much with everything. But okay, here's
strong
the thing.
Shot.
Here's another guy who can do everything who was also.
LeBron.
Technically, you could play him at the power forward because not only is he making the move on Kareem another couple games, he's fourth all-time in assists. All-time in assists. And really, when you think of what he does, do you associate scoring or passing more with LeBron? Because remember, when he came into the league, it's like, not
scoring.
Me. I mean, he's a great scorer, but I always thought it was like Michael and Magic had a baby. It was LeBron James. He's a guy who has that next level.
But see, Max, no, I can't let you do that though.
Dude,
because
what?
LeBron is one of the most gifted scorers the game of basketball has ever seen.
And what about passers?
Because he's one of the elite passers. But what happens is because he has at big moments at times deferred and made the right play, people have labeled him as not a scorer.
You're making a pet point that he's a great scorer. I get it. But what I'm saying is, what do you think his greatest ability is? Technically?
Scoring
is he's a better scorer than he is a passer.
Yes.
Yes.
I think LeBron James as a passer is Magic Johnson level.
He is Magic Johnson like. Yes.
Right. But that's
he's a gifted guy. Max. He's This dude is 38 years old, dropping 45 plus in games. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's no questioning.
What are you talking about, Max?
I'm not questioning his
Max,
scoring.
This is his first triple-double of the season. You know that, right?
Right, so?
His first triple-double in his six against the Knicks, 3 in Madison Square Garden and 3 on
Max,
the road.
Max, since he's turned 38, he's been averaging like 34 points per game.
Yes, but again, you're arguing against a straw man. No one's arguing. He's not among the greatest scorers ever.
Against a straw man. Yeah. But like, that's what I'm trying to see, Max. In your brain, you see the biggest moments in sports. You see the biggest moments in sports, and you see him as a gifted passer and him deferring. So like in your brain, you say, well, you know, he's a better passer than he is scorer. But I'm trying to tell you, from a basketball perspective, and you ask Jamal Crawford, you ask Dwayne Wade, you ask any of the greats in this game, they will tell you he's a better scorer. He's a better scorer than he is passer.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm thinking. Oh, I see him deferring. No, that's not what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking is, in his era, is he the best scorer year by year? Probably Durant is just scoring, not offense, because offense includes the passing. Scoring, KD's a better scorer, right? He can do it more efficiently, more effortlessly.
What does that do with whether LeBron's a better passer or scorer?
Because in his era, who's a better passer than LeBron?
Well, that doesn't mean, but you see.
Well, who's a better passer?
But wait, who's a better passer? But you're conflating things.
Who's a better passer?
I don't know about that, actually.
Oh man, I got to get up. And leave
but Max,
now,
now you're changing the argument, man.
No,
you're saying
actually,
yes, you
I'm
are, Max.
About where he
you're
ranks saying, in his era as a scorer,
Max,
versus
but you're
the passer.
Comparing it to other players.
That
you're not comparing
things.
It to his own skill sets. We're comparing his own skill sets, not to other players.
A guy who played point guard. Are you getting ready to sit here and tell me? You said in his era that Chris Paul is not a better passer?
Let's put it this way. I don't want to get bogged down in
you
an argument.
You're bogging yourself down.
As a forward, who is a better passer?
You're bogging yourself down on this one.
But now you're going to forward. First, you said better passer.
But I can give you someone who plays the same position who's a better scorer in his era. I can't give you someone who plays the same position who's a better passer in his era. That means he ranks higher as a passer than a scorer in his own era.
But what does this have to do about his own skill set because he's the greatest in this era?
Coming up, the coaching carousel in the NFL
makes no sense.
In full force. I'm going to bring out sock puppets to explain this later. Sean Payton finally has a job. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Adam Schefter reporting that the Broncos and Saints have reached a deal on compensation for Sean Payton.
After the firing of Nathaniel Hackett, he was my number one target for the Broncos.
They understand this has to fix Russell Wilson. Is this the guy that can almost push a big reset button on a quarterback's career? And I think it's the guy.
They hired Sean Payton because he's really freaking good.
Who needs draft picks when you've got Sean Payton?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yo!
Coaching carousel going round and round. Sean Payton.
Because I ride for my.
Headed to Denver.
That is correct. Headed to Denver.
Blank them out of the planks.
Before we get on the flight to Denver, though, Max, I just want to say this is the first day. Obviously, February 1st, Black History Month. I want to acknowledge that. We got so bogged in and up and all that stuff, dealing with LeBron and the Knicks and whether Jalen Brunson can play, but this month is extremely special to many people across the world. Just want to acknowledge that, let you know that it's going to be some fun times today.
Celebration this whole month, y'all.
Yeah. Starting off and kicking it off today. So, again, Black History Month. Just remember that.
Yep. It is Black History Month today, February, every year. coaching carousel, and that's a hard term, but coaching carousel.
No, it's not. It's coaching carousel. Say, back to Sean Payton. That's all. It ain't that hard.
Denver's 2023 first round pick and next year's second round pick for Sean Payton and the Saints' 2024 third round pick. Here's Teddy Bruschi, ESPN NFL analyst on the 6 p.m. Sports Center.
The first answer is, how is he going to be with Russell Wilson? Is this the guy that can almost push a big reset button on a quarterback's career? And I think it's the guy. This is the right person to do it. Now this is someone that has Bill Parcells in his DNA. And Bill Parcells in the whole, I played for Bill Parcells, and it's like the whole celebrity quarterback and how to deal with him and how you don't want him. And this is what you have, Sean Payton, okay? The celebrityist, if that's a word, of celebrityist quarterbacks right here in Russell Wilson. How can you get him focused solely on only football and winning football and get him playing in an offense that can get the most out of his abilities? This is the guy to do it. And I tell you, if I'm a player, a non-quarterback player on that team, and I see this news, I'm just like, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
So
Teddy stole my thunder.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, Key, about Sean Payton, Denver, Russell Wilson?
Wait, Key, can you even break down even more so like the celebrity quarterback thing? With Bill Parcells.
Well, it's not going to happen with Sean. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Russell Wilson's job is to get his team into the end zone, score points. That's don't turn the ball over. Get your team into the end zone and score points. That's it. But the whole celebrity quarterback thing, Jay, is he doesn't mind you benefiting when you do what you need to do at the end of the day. But your focus is not going to be on a Tuesday because it's your off day to go do an appearance with Max Kellerman at the local Walmart. He's not going to have that. Mm. He's not going to have you leaving the building and trying to go hop on a jet across the country to go see Ciara perform at a concert. He's not having that. Even if it's the off season, it's going to be problematic. And that all is kind of part of this celebrity-driven thing. Now, allegedly, and I don't know how true it is, Max, you may know, or Jay, you may know, that there's reports out there and been out there that Russell Wilson has a separate office in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm going to say. I will give up my right arm, well, maybe not so much, but yes, if Russell Wilson keeps that office, which I'm betting a stack of whatevers, that office is gone. That office is gone. There's no more separate offices. There is no more. I'm Russell. That's over with. I can promise you that. I said this a couple weeks ago on the show as these things start to unwind, that Sean Payton is probably going to take the Denver Broncos job. And no, I didn't get it from Sean Payton. I didn't get it from his agent. I didn't get it from people connected close to Sean. I just, having a relationship with him and everybody on that tree and all those branches that come from the big tuna, the main guy, Max, you know what they looking for, mm-hmm. and why they would take a job and what makes sense.
Mm.
You know, when Sean Payton walks into the room, that 5'11 that he is, that thing jumps to 7 feet tall because I'm that guy.
You feel it.
Oh, man, you already know.
What's he looking for? You said
you're not taking a job with a bad quarterback. And here's what I would say. All jokes aside about Russell Wilson being a bad quarterback a year ago, he's not a bad quarterback. He was in a bad situation.
Needs to be fine, too.
And the situation was so bad because they allowed his ego to
go unchecked.
That's the word that I'm looking for.
Okay, the first thing when I hear Sean Payton, I think accountability.
Right? Oh,
because,
immediately.
Because what happens, you know how it is.
Man, he curses his ass out so fast.
All day. So this is what, just to fans out there, this is what happens in sports. It's like when you have a big-time player that gets all the recognition, that gets all the clout from the franchise, and then you hire a head coach that has no credibility, that is still trying to find his voice. He gonna get ran over.
Man, I'm gonna run over. I'm gonna run him over like a Mack truck.
Oh, what are we doing, Russell? What do you want to run here instead of a coach be like, nah, Russ, this is what the hell we running here? And now the clout has changed, right? The energy is Sean Payton is the dude. Russ is below Sean Payton, so now everybody knows what the pecking order is.
You're very smart and astute. That Duke education really
it's coming into
play.
Handle, yeah,
you are bigger than the franchise because you had Nathaniel Hackett, who's basically is just a guy to you. And you know that. You know you got traded for all these picks. You know that they just backed up the Brinks truck. So you basically, or the organization. Now Sean Payton pushes you down and squashes you like a marshmallow. And that's the reality of it. Sean Payton will bench his ass. That Sean will, if he's not doing what he's supposed to, he'll make him stand over there with him, no matter how much money is involved.
There's an old expression, don't throw good money after bad, meaning you already sunk some money into something. Take it as a sunk cost. Don't worry about trying to fix it with more money, right? So, you know, whatever, some old thing you have broken and now you're going to waste the money. Is this throwing good money after bad? Because I remember you said before they traded for Russell Wilson, the Broncos were not a Russell Wilson away from winning the Super Bowl. And Russell Wilson's not a spring chicken either, by the way. He's not old. I mean, for a quarterback, he's in his prime, but it's not like you got him out of the draft. So do you like this? Is this throwing good money after bad where it's like, come on, man, you made a mistake with Russell Wilson? Or since you sunk that investment, do you spend these resources to bring in a coach like Sean Payton because you might be able to mess around and do something with this?
Yeah, you spend the resources to bring in Sean Payton because Sean Payton could fix. He could fix all of your Russell Wilson problems that you had a year ago. Russell Wilson's ability hasn't gone anywhere. What you have to have is a coach that recognizes, sees it. Sean Payton, I can almost guarantee you, he studied about the fifth week of the season, he started studying the Denver Broncos because he realized, you know, I'm getting back into coaching and this dude might get fired. I really need to pay attention to what's going on in Los Angeles with the Chargers. I need to pay attention to what's going on in Denver. I'm going to look because this here, they just fired the guy in Carolina. I need to start looking at this. I'm going to start breaking down the film and watching them, even though I'm working at Fox. That's what went on. And he said to himself, this guy can play. I'm going to study the Seattle tape. I'm going to look at Russell Wilson's mechanics. I'm looking at what they're running down in distance, what formations they in, what the defense is doing. Do we have some pieces in play? And even if they only got 35 guys that he thinks can play, and that back half of the roster needs to get overhauled, they found the right guy to do it.
I mean, right, that's interesting. The fact that he takes the job, Jay, indicates that the stuff is there.
But
right?
I told y'all a couple weeks ago, I'm like, man, he's going to take the Denver job because when you look at all the jobs that's out there, it's like, that, and he's
that's
sitting up. Sean sitting up. Oh, I'm not scared of Houston, Sean. This is me you're talking to. It ain't that you're scared of Houston. Not getting ready to go and do a do-over. You did that in New Orleans already.
But, Max, the offense can't get worse, man. Offense was already close to bottom, dead last in the NFL.
Here's what I would say.
Hey, wait, quick answers, guys, so we're up against it. Key, I'll start with you and then Jay, but quick. Can they win the Super Bowl with this quarterback-coach combination in Denver?
They can, next year, though.
Not next year. What about you,
yes,
Jay?
Yes, I think they can.
They could do it this year?
I'm not sure. This year, I don't think they're that far off, though.
Right.
No, they're not far off, but it won't be this year.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Adam Schefter reporting that the Broncos and Saints have reached a deal on compensation for Sean Payton.
After the firing of Nathaniel Hackett, he was my number one target for the Broncos.
They understand this has to fix Russell Wilson. Is this the guy that can almost push a big reset button on a quarterback's career? And I think it's the guy.
They hired Sean Payton because he's really freaking good.
Who needs draft picks when you've got Sean Payton?
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So, does training for a head coach work? It's not clear how many head coaches have been traded for in NFL history, but there have now been 7 deals that you can count involving big-name head coaches over the last quarter century. So, Or so. Bill Parcells in 97, Patriots to the Jets, get a first-round pick, a second-round pick, a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and $300,000 back then. Mike Holmgren, 99, to the Packers. Packers to the Seahawks, second-round pick. So right away, you see where Holmgren was considered as a coach versus Parcells. Parcells, you had to give up a first, second, third, and fourth, plus $300,000. Holmgren cost you a second. Bill Belichick in 2000 from the Jets to the Patriots, a first, a fourth, and a seventh.
That's a bargain. Woo.
And the Pats also got a fifth rounder and a seventh rounder. John Gruden, 02, Raiders to Bucks. 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and $8 million. Don't take this off the board. Herm Edwards in 06 from the Jets to the Chiefs, a fourth round pick. Bruce Arians in 2019, Cardinals to Bucks, a sixth round pick. Bucks also got a seventh rounder. Sean Payton now to the Saint, from the Saints to the Broncos, a first and a second, and the Broncos also get a third rounder. So here's the thing, guys. 3 of the 6 trades that I went through before the Sean Payton deal, at least 1 Super Bowl for the acquiring team. And obviously Bill Belichick got 6.
But the thing is, Max, when you look at these sort of things, that doesn't really tell a whole story. Mm-hmm. Bill Parcells was in a bit of a tiff with the New England Patriots. He was going, he didn't even fly back from New Orleans with the team. Mm. He was like, man, I ain't messing with Mr. Kraft no more. I'm done. And so he was done. He was done. I'm out of here. I don't want to coach with this guy anymore. I'm done. So he didn't even fly back. Mike Holmgren took Seattle to the Super Bowl. They didn't win. He basically a second round pick who is a Super Bowl winning coach with the Green Bay Packers and took Seattle to the Super Bowl as well, they gave up a second rounder because that was just, okay, he wants to coach. Here's a second rounder. You did this for us, and this is what we're going to do. Then when you start to look at Bill Belichick again, it was some stuff there. It wasn't just, mm-hmm. oh, my God, he's a great coach, because at that time he was not established as a great Hall of Fame coach.
That's why I said it was a bargain overall.
It was basic at the end of the day. John Gruden, on the other hand, because Coach Parcells decided he did not want to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers job and we was basically left with a giant hole, they decided that this, you know, 2 first-round picks, we just need a coach. This coach seems to be the guy, and it worked out that year as far as the Super Bowl goes. Herm Edwards, the Jets situation was such that it had run its course, and he was going, you know, he didn't want to be there anyway. Yeah. So the Chiefs was like, okay, we like Herm. Herm coached here. We know him. He's a good coach. Here, you can have this fourth round pick. Same thing with Bruce Arians, who retired. It was done. And then he decided to get back in it. So they said, okay, we'll take that draft pick. And then you come to the Sean Payton situation, where Sean did not retire. He just stepped away to recharge his battery. Bruce Arians actually, why are you laughing?
Because to recharge the battery.
That's what the coaches say.
Just let me take a second to reassess and recharge my battery while I get the hell out of here.
There's a quarterback. My battery's recharged.
I don't want Jameis Winston anymore, yeah.
But that's what the coaches
exactly.
say.
Exactly.
You know, bad quarterback, dead battery.
Exactly.
I've been doing this for 25 years straight. You know, my wife and kids and my, you know, my grandkids, and I just want to step away and spend some time with them and recharge my battery.
Then as soon as you see a quarterback, forget the grandkids. There's a quarterback.
But see, I'm much rather, if I'm an organization, if I have the capital to do so, I'd much rather trade for a coach because now I'm pinpointing somebody that I know fits my organization for what I want to run. Instead of trying to find somebody in the open market and say, you know, who's going to be the right guy? Because now I'm pinpointing. I'm saying you have all the tools, Key, to fix my problems and my issue.
Yeah, yes. But also what happens in this, well, you have to go in with a game plan, right? So you go in with this game plan, and many coaches that are on this list in terms of trade value, you know, several of them, they gave up a lot of compensation to get Bill Parcells. Okay. Ones are not that important to Coach Parcells. He feels that he can get a dude fourth round to be a one.
Like the way the 49ers have built their roster.
That is, Sean Payton could go find a dude in the second or third round. He can go get Alvin Kamara or Michael Thomas, which essentially, if you redid drafts and you did it all over again, you'd be like, okay, that's the top three pick
in
the draft.
I think, Jay, it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, the point is that it's a great endorsement of Russell Wilson if Sean Payton looks at that job and goes, yup, I'll take that job. Right? So Russell Wilson, it was how bad he was this year was a bit of a mirage because, as Key said earlier, it was a bad situation. But a very good sign for Russell Wilson if Sean Payton looks at that and goes, yup, I could work with that.
Yeah, because all Russell Wilson is going to be in these situations is sort of a rebirth of a Drew Brees to a degree. You're gonna West Coast offense it. You're going to sticks, slants, spacings, every now and then sluggo seam, dagger in the middle of the field. We're going to run the football. We're going to keep you. We're going to put you on the 200 series and move the pocket. We're going to keep you out of harm's way. And we're not going to ask you to throw the ball 70 times a game. We're not going to put it all on your shoulders. And Sean Payton goes into the situation with that idea that this is the way we're going to do things.
Hey, where does 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776, people want to weigh in on this stuff, where does Sean Payton, Russell Wilson, do you think, because you have to project, rate among the quarterback-coach combinations? Mm. So by that I mean you can't just take a great quarterback but you don't think the coach is so-so or vice versa. I mean they're both good, right? Where does Andy Reid, Mahomes is the ultimate example. Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson is really good, right? Like something like that. Where does this rank in the league? 888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Over with.
Speaking of Andy Reid.
Now you're really going to England.
I'm definitely going to
might be
going
one of the most
now.
Successful sports divorces of all time, him leaving the Eagles, right? Most successful sports divorces. ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
When you know your gardeners come at a certain time and a certain day, and then other people's gardeners are there when you try to take a nap, and they there for like 30 minutes making noise, loud, I'm talking loud, lawnmowers.
Very relatable. I know everyone out there is going, I hate it. I know for one, I hate it when the gardeners,
my name gardeners is Gardner.
You know how your yard is.
I wasn't the one telling the story. That was you.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio. All right. Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, as Jay pointed out last segment. It means something that Sean Payton looks at that dude and goes, yeah, let me go there. It means something about Russell Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, good coaches could good coaches take a look, man. They go, quarterbacks are the number one thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
CJ in Florida. You're on with Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
What up, baby?
Oh, CJ, man, wake up.
Wake up, CJ.
I'm up. Just finishing the workout, Key. Just finishing the workout.
All right.
He's ahead of me. Go ahead.
Hey, I get it. And as a Cowboys fan, I was rooting for Sean to come to Texas. But is he really that good of a coach? Are we fascinated with the whole Parcells tree, the creative offenses? Because if you look at the numbers say he's Mike McCarthy. In fact, McCarthy has more playoff wins than Sean Payton.
Yeah, you look, you make a great point, but here's what I would say to you, and I'm not protecting Sean Payton. Two of the playoff appearances were bad playoff appearances in the end, right? Minnesota miracle, the defensive back closed his eyes and fell down, and Stephon Diggs to the house. The other one was so egregious with the referee that they had to revisit those sort of things with the Rams that went on to the Super Bowl. So he probably could have had – he had some bad luck in there.
I always thought that about Marty Schottenheimer, by the way. If you really look at Marty Schottenheimer, he ran into some bad luck too. And and Mike McCarthy is in many ways a very, very good coach, right? In certain ways, not.
But also, guys, I mean, look at what he was able to do with Drew Brees once Drew Brees finally came over, right? So regardless of whether you want to say he has been playoff, whatever that scenario is, like just that relationship within itself, why he is a better coach than Nathaniel Hackett with his eyes closed, first off.
I would have contested that.
Right? And then also the relationship he had with Drew Brees, how could you not translate that into the relationship that he has to build with Russell Wilson? It's a major factor.
He likes short quarterbacks.
All good coaches have relationships from an offensive standpoint with their quarterbacks, whether it's Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre, or Mike Holmgren and Matt Hasselbeck, or who else can I think of? Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. They just do. And people can make the argument, what's the difference between McCarthy and Sean Payton? One dude wasn't fired. One dude was. Nice. Different organizations.
Yeah, different narratives.
And different narratives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? One quarterback didn't really, at the end, feel like he was getting coached the way he needed to in Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy. So, essentially, Mike McCarthy was pushed out. That never happened with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. Because no matter how great Drew Brees was, Drew Brees was at the end when he was at the end. Aaron Rodgers was not at the end when he was essentially should have been at the end. Mm-hmm. So he had more juice.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
He had more juice.
Yeah.
And so you just have to look at it differently. I think Sean Payton is a fabulous coach. It's only up from here.
Payton and Russ?
For the Broncos.
Mahomes and Reed, obviously, is the gold standard right now.
Are we still doing that now or no?
I think Lamar Jackson and Harbaugh. By the way, Hurts and what Sirianni has shown so far, I'm talking about where both guys are holding up their end of the deal, not like where one's good and the other's kind of along for the ride.
Well, one guy's young, though. Those two, Sirianni and Hurts, are still young.
Yeah, but so far, so good.
Yeah, but they're young.
And I would also say, Key, and I think you will object to this, Peterson and Trevor Lawrence. I like that, where Trevor Lawrence has a lot of upside. He played very well in the second half, and Peterson's obviously a fantastic
I'll give you another one
still,
if it happens.
Still young, though.
I'll give you another one if it happens. Tom Brady and Kyle Shanahan, if that happens.
Yeah, if it happens, sure. Yeah.
Tom Brady and Kyle Shanahan, if it happens.
If it happens.
With the 49ers, which we're all projecting it to happen.
What are you, in a political making the calls? We're projecting.
We are projecting.
Here are 2023 projections.
We're going to call that and project that Brady this afternoon.
Yes, projecting is a political word. If you didn't notice, people.
Elvis. Elvis wants to talk to us from Massachusetts.
Hey, Elvis.
Hey.
He's never heard that
one. Hey, you know, hey, Roger, sign. I don't call you sign because you're mine. I go son because you're mine. I call you son because you shine. Man, how your fellas doing today?
What's up, baby?
Hey, listen, man, I got a couple things, man. First off, I believe Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, top five quarterback. Why? Number one, they both have rings. So when we look at these quarterbacks and these coaches,
We define them as, you know, that jewelry. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you can't not say, well, they're not top five. If both the quarterback and coach have
Super Bowls, yeah.
Number two, guys, stop slinging this luck thing around. It was bad luck on this. There's no such thing as luck. If I ask you right now, where's the origin of luck come from? Neither one of you guys can tell me where it's from. And that's what I'm saying. We're slanging that word around, don't know where it's from. There's no such thing as luck. So what happened, you know, let me talk about McCarthy. McCarthy's about to take over the play calling with Dallas. I can almost guarantee you.
Wait, how do you say there's no such thing as luck? I don't understand.
Well, because it's actually Middle Dutch is the origin. I mean, it's like mental flaw. It's weird. I hear what he's saying, but go ahead.
Where did Jay get that from?
Google.
Google.
1,000%.
Gambling term. That's what it's associated with. And I'm not going to use luck in very serious situations. When it's a gambling term, when you was young in the Western, you owned a gambling house, you wanted somebody to come in, you gave them a word. Now, feeling was luck. So we slang it around. No such thing. So let's leave that alone. That's for another story. But what I want to say is this. McCarthy,
what do you want to say?
Is going to blow up the Cowboys. His play calling this week, we all know when he was at the Packers, it was a run heavy offense, and it was just like boring, right? So when he takes over the play call, and you can mark my words, that Elvis Rodriguez said that Mike McCarthy will be gone. The reason why Sean Payton took that job, you know why? Because if he went over to the Cowboys, and they should have fired him this year, I don't care. Sean Payton should have went to the Cowboys. You know what would have happened? They probably would have went to the Super Bowl, but it won't happen. McCarthy will get fired next year, and then we'll be looking for, you know, the next Dallas quarterback.
That's probably right, guys.
Which I think it'll be.
That's Elvis is probably right.
Hey, yeah.
Not about the luck thing, but about the other thing.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, and Elvis. Let's go.
See, luck is a cause and effect exists. That is true, but sometimes it is out of your control, and that's when we call it luck.
He's right. It was used. Well, Google says the word was probably introduced in the English language in the 15th century as a gambling term.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it.
I'm just reading what it says off Google. I wasn't saying what it means.
That's cool and all. I'm lucky I'm working with you guys. So yeah, there
yes,
you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Or unlucky.
Yes, you are. Lucky, no, lucky. Very
luck
lucky.
Luck is the residue of design. How lucky will Sean Payton get with Russell Wilson? I think, let's put it this way. I think Russell Wilson's lucky to have Sean Payton right now because Sean Payton. Although this year it was starting to run out, right? A little dry, the opportunities. But he could have gone in the broadcasting booth and waited and bided his time. But instead, he says, Russell Wilson, I can
my
work
advice,
with that.
My only advice to Russell Wilson is just do what the man asks you to do. You'll have your success again.
It feels like it's been trending in the right direction, though. You've had teammates that have came out and backed him towards the latter half of this year. Now Sean Payton – like, just keep that
just
momentum. We're on the same page.
All you got to do is just do what he asks you to do. You'll be fine.
Imagine between Pete Carroll and Sean Payton, he had Nathaniel Hackett for 1 year. boy, Russell Wilson going to be one of the wisest quarterbacks ever after this is all done. He's like, I can tell you the difference. All right. Rodgers spoke to Pat McAfee about his future plans. That's coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.